It's time for Project Connect on Husker Radio. Each year, Project Connect hosts an in-person event as a one-stop shop for families and individuals to connect with services around the area. The event is sponsored by Families First Partnership. This year, due to COVID-19, the event could not take place. In its absence, Husker Radio was proud to partner with Families First Partnership and provide an audio resource to get the word out on these critical organizations. To learn more about Project Connect, go to familiesfirstpartnership.org. You can also hear all our Project Connect interviews at HuskerRadio.com. Now, on with today's Project Connect, here's Tristan Winder.
Welcome to another edition of Project Connect here on KODY Husker Radio. We're talking with Bobby Carpenter today from Central Plains Center for Services. Bobby, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
You are the PALS coordinator, is that correct?
A PALS specialist.
Okay, and tell me what PALS is. Let's talk. So you guys offer a lot of services at Central Plains Center for Services, but we're going to focus on PALS today because that's where you're focused on. Tell me what PALS is.
PALS stands for Preparation for Adult and Transitional Living Services for youth who have been in foster care from ages 14 to 26 here in Nebraska.
Awesome. And so I assume you help that transition out of the of those foster homes?
Somewhat. It just depends on each youth. It's a voluntary program, and we work on skills that work with employment, housing, education, employment, to help them to kind of fulfill their journey to being successful.
So,
and that's different for each kid.
You mentioned adult in the title there. Does this also help the adults that are helping out these children then?
It's actually as they go into adulthood.
Okay, gotcha.
Because we want them to be a part of the community and engage in the community and have supports within the community. And so a lot of it's just educating them and helping them to find where those resources and supports are.
Talking with Bobby Carpenter from Central Plains Center for Services here on Project Connect. Obviously unable to have the in-person Project Connect fair there at the DNN Event Center, so we're happy to provide an opportunity for to get the word out for Central Plains Center for Services. I assume that process of transitioning into adult life probably a little bit scary. It's scary for any kid, and certainly can be even scarier for those who've been through what they've been through. So I'm sure this is a great service for them to have a resource to be able to fall back on and get some help as they enter the adulthood.
Yes.
Bobby Carpenter with us here. Tell me about some other programs with Central Plains Center for Services that you guys do offer.
They offer ETV, which is an educational program. It's a grant. And if they meet that criteria, they're open for that. They also have the LEAP program, which is also dealing with education. And we're a partner to many other programs that are already existing in communities to help access so that they have a seamless transition from services.
And I know you guys have, you're centered in Broken Bow, but you're all over the state?
Yeah, our main office started 25 years ago in Broken Bow, and we now have staff across the state in offices in Omaha, Lincoln, Columbus, Norfolk, Grand Island, Kearney, and North Platte, and Scotts Bluff.
Awesome. And how long have you been with Central Plains for Central Plains Center for Services?
I worked with Central Plains when I had my prior job. I would do referrals to the PALS program. And I worked with the specialists they had, but I actually came aboard in November of last year.
Awesome. And tell me about why. Why did you join this group?
I love their mission and their values and what they're trying to do for youth, because they really want the kids to have personal and community engagement and know their resources. They can be helped getting education so that they can set goals for their future. We help them find employment if that's what they're wanting. Daily living and housekeeping, just teaching them those skills to be successful. And we help them to help balance their mental health and physical health. And we can help with training. And most importantly, the kids, they drive it. It's what their goals are. It's not what someone else is making for them.
Well, that's awesome. Any group that's helping out our youth is one we're glad to support. Anybody has any questions or has, you know, maybe wants to get in touch with you, maybe they have a youth that would be, or they know of a youth that could benefit from your services, what's the best way to reach out to you?
They can call 308-520-5845, which is my phone number, or they can contact Central Plains and Broken Bow as well.
I've also seen your website, central-plains.org, as well. There's a lot of good information on there. Bobby Carpenter with Central Plains Center for Services, one of the many Project Connect vendors that we're talking with here on Husker Radio. Bobby, anything else today we need to talk to you about?
No, I think that covers it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for what you do. This is obviously a great nonprofit. Central Plains Center for Services, we appreciate your guys' hard work. I'm sure it's very much appreciated by those that are using it as well. And we thank you for joining us here on the radio today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Project Connect on Husker Radio. You can listen back to this and all other Project Connect interviews at huskerradio.com. And learn more about Project Connect at familiesfirstpartnership.org, the sponsor of this great program.